بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with a large number of women from across the country. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on December 27, 2023, a week before the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. This day is celebrated as Women's Day in Iran. It is wajib, religiously obligatory, to have female doctors. So it is important for women to pursue medical training until there is an adequate number of female physicians. Teaching is also another example of wajib kifaya for women. It is obligatory to have an adequate number of women teachers. Now, sometimes this obligation may clash with managing a household, having children, or the resting periods and breaks that a housewife needs. Similarly, a woman's work hours may interfere with her ability to attend to the work at home. If there is a conflict in these cases, it is the duty of the country's officials to think about this. The number of these professionals should increase to the point where if a teacher is required to go to school 5 days a week, for instance, she should be able to go only 4 days without there being any lacks.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Another teacher should be readily available to substitute for her. It should be the same for medical practitioners. Therefore, in professions, managerial positions, fundamental jobs, and jobs that are wajib kifaya for women, the presence of an adequate number of women is obligatory. There should be no limitations. If a conflict arises between a woman's work at home and her professional duties, this should be managed in a way that ensures both areas are taken care of. Although, in my opinion, these two do not conflict with each other. I know women who have successfully balanced demanding social roles, whether it be academic or non-academic jobs, while also raising several children, and they manage to do both very well. Hence, these two tasks do not conflict with each other. There are two important points according to Islam's view. Women are free to be active in all fields, such as being active in society and politics, etc. However, this should take place while remembering two important points, which Islam is sensitive about. The first is the issue of the family, which I mentioned. The second is the potential dangers associated with sexual attraction.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.